Network Marketing 2.0, Episode 029. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. So you joined an opportunity with the hopes that you can have a walk away from the job you hate income within 12 months, only to find that the network marketing strategies you've been provided has burnt out your relationship. Is that the case? If that's the case, it's tough out here with outdated strategies. The good news is that I'm going to share what works today with you on this episode. Make sure you share this with everyone in your downline and even your sidelines. Just know that people are still joining and buying opportunities. I'm going to share with you how it's being done. The question now becomes, what are the newest and best network marketing recruitment strategies for success in the internet age? I got you. But before I get into that, you need to understand the fundamental difference between the old school and the new school network marketing strategies. It's easy. There are some timeless concepts since the beginning of mankind in sales and marketing that applies to network marketing. Many of them remain the same, and here they go. People only buy from people. People love buying brands. People love buying into a vision. People only buy from people they feel like they know, like, and trust. People don't care beyond the perceived value that you bring into their lives. You see, those five things have to remain in whatever network marketing strategies you adopt because they are timeless. There's also the 3 M's that I learned from the godfather of direct response marketing, Dan Kennedy. Message, market, media. There will always be a need to align those three elements of effective marketing. It's just sad that a lot of network marketers never get to the memo. They never get the memo that they are marketers first. If you're hearing that for the first time, there you have it. All three of the M's evolve over time. The message is essentially the product, the service, opportunity that you sell. Okay. Here's the blatant example. We're not using the same type of flip phones, right, that we used in the year 2003 anymore. Therefore, you can't keep selling that. However, the beauty about network marketing as an opportunity for sale is that people still buy them. If you're struggling, it's because you run out of people. Maybe your warm market is burnt out, right? So you just have to ensure that your particular network marketing company is innovative and not selling outdated or unusable products and services. What people want to buy or join evolves only because the people, the market, evolves over the time. They evolve over time. It's called civilization. It's called technology. It's the digital age. Guess what else evolves faster than ever? How people send, receive, and consume information. The message has dramatically changed. We call it media, right? Kind of like how you're watching me right now, or you're listening to me right now. The mainstream media of this age is the social media, and all network marketing strategies must evolve and involve social media. Here's the good news. Your competitors will not take the initiative. They will have excuses such as, I'm not techie, I don't know computers. They will say, I don't have the time to learn this stuff. You would take initiative, especially when it's cheaper than he used to be 30 years ago. Just imagine having to switch from your marketing, right? From radio only to newly invented tube box called the television. That probably costed a fortune, right? Well, getting on social media cost literally $0 and a strong desire to win in the 21st century network marketing. That's it. Do you have what it takes? Here's what Tony Robbins said. I quote, success comes from taking the initiative and following up, persisting, eloquently expressing the depth of your love. What simple action could you take today to produce a new momentum towards success in your life. Okay, let me repeat that. What simple action could you take today to produce a new momentum toward success in your life? That's key to thriving in ever-changing world, my friend. With that being said, it's in fact true that today's network marketing strategies are different from that of 1966. You can imagine, it can't possibly be the same. Everything is different. Back in the days, you could knock on people's door and sell them a water filter. Do you know why that was possible? They had one TV with only two channels on it. There were no smartphones in their hands to play away a whole day. They had all the time in the world to politely open the door and buy unproven crap from people. Network marketing strategies is different today, and your leadership in this matter makes all the difference between struggling, okay, between struggling and thriving faster than history. As entrepreneurs, we've always had to give value to receive profits. But because of internet accessibility level, there are lots of noise in the space. Therefore, giving value used to be sitting down with people one-on-one and giving a presentation. Unfortunately for your competitors, it's well beyond that now. Here's an example. You went over to your cousins to show him your business presentation DVD. Of course, that's one of the many network marketing strategies still being taught, right? So after the presentation, he pulls out his smartphone and Googled your network marketing company name. Voila! She found the title in the search engines. Is Potion Juice Network, that's your company name, a scam? What do you think happened in their brain, in your cousin's brain, when she saw that headline? Did you know that people don't take the time to read a complete news piece anymore? They consume headlines. Essentially, what will happen is that you will receive a rejection, but you won't necessarily get the truth about that either. I'm assuming that your cousin will love you enough not to say no to your face. Your cousin is probably more comfortable telling you that she's thinking about it, even though she already made up her mind based on that headline that she is not getting involved with the scam, right? If you call her too much to follow up, even as follow up is one of the timeless effective network marketing strategies, she would avoid your calls until she sees you at the next reunion. If this time wasting result hasn't happened to you, it's happened to someone in your upline, downline, or sideline. There are better network marketing strategies today. It simply involves serving over 50,000 actively searching online right now. How to build a business from home. Stick around and I'll show you how, okay? But for now, that's what I have for you on this particular episode. Make sure that you subscribe and make sure that you rate and review. Click like, click on like if you don't like it, whatever. You know, I would like some kind of feedback, comment. I would love to have a feedback from you. I will see you on the next episode. Make sure you share this with your team as well if you like it. Bye for now. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.